Many Floridians will be casting their votes on new machines during the primary next month. A 2007 state law requires that everyone in Florida cast votes on optical scan voting systems using paper ballots. Nancy Whitlock is Director of Communications for the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections. She said that since 2001, Pinellas County had been using Sequoia Voting Systems touchscreen machines. The new optical scan system, in which voters fill in an oval, is made by Election Systems and Software, or ES&S.
The new system cost about $5.5 million, and about half of that was covered by federal funding.
The touchscreen machines replaced many older voting systems after the close 2000 presidential election in Florida. One motivation for switching from touchscreen to optical scan was the 2006 congressional race between Vern Buchanan and Christine Jennings. The race was decided by less than 400 votes, but there were 18,000 undervotes where the machine determined there was no vote recorded for that race. Kendra Muntz is the president of the Sarasota Alliance for Fair Elections.
It's a great first step to have these paper ballots. That's the key first step. Now we have something that can actually be looked at, verified, so that voters know their votes are being counted the way they cast them. And there'll be no more 18,000 missing votes with no way to determine what really happened. That's gone. That's history, thank goodness.
One reason given for the switch to optical scan machines is so there can be a paper trail of ballots in case a recount is needed. But the new law does not allow a full manual recount of all ballots in a close race, Pinellas County's Nancy Whitlock said.
No, not at this point. There's not a provision in the law for that.
If the race is very close, the candidates are separated by less than half a percentage point, ballots will be refed through the machine, what is being called a machine recount. If, after that process occurs, the candidates are within a quarter of a percentage point of each other, then only a partial manual recount will occur, Whitlock said.
The recount requires that all overvotes and blank ballots be outstacked and checked by hand to see what the voter intent is.
An overvote is when the machine determines that a voter marked a ballot for two or more candidates in the same race. Pam Hangle is the vice president and co-founder of the Florida Voters Coalition.
The problem there is if you've got a programming error, for instance, that switched a large number of votes, more than 1%, over to the wrong candidate, it would never, ever trigger a recount.
During the election tallying process, the machines are assumed to be tabulating the votes correctly. The only time the new law allows an audit to occur is after the results are final, said Nancy Whitlock from the Pinellas Supervisor of Elections Office.
Currently, the law requires that after the results have been certified, that we will be auditing 2% of the races, 2% of the precincts for one race that would cover all of the county. You know, we pick one race that covers everybody. And that is... It is after the results have been certified, but it just provides a chance to see that everything was handled properly and the results are the same as we had said they were, basically.
The Sarasota Alliance for Fair Elections, Kendra Muntz, said that a better audit system should be required.
Great, you gave us the paper ballots now. Yeah, do the random manual audits to make sure the machines are working right, because any electronic machine can fail, put it that way, whether it's intentional or accidental. And what you want to do is you want to have a better, a statistically significant sample of machines that are checked, spot checked, to make sure they're working right. And that sure as heck will deter any intentional manipulation of the machines, and it may catch any accidental problems as well.
Florida Voters Coalition Pam Hangle is also president of Voting Integrity Alliance of Tampa Bay. Despite all the problems, Hangle said she encourages people to vote because the surest way for a vote not to count is for it to not be cast in the first place, even though she does not think that elections will be adequately audited.
We basically have a paper trail that goes nowhere right now. It's there, and only a judge will be able to order an audit of an election in this state, other than the little 1% that the law currently provides for.
Hangle said that on Tuesday, a study was released by University of Pennsylvania computer scientists warning about the insecurity of voting machine software manufactured by ES&S, the company used by Pinellas County.
It's very disturbing. It relates to the security issues. And in fact, it's called Security Analysis of ES&S and Election Management System that ES&S uses, basically. And in the conclusion of the study, very troubling, And then I'm reading, quote unquote, several closed viral loops are present in the system, allowing, under some conditions, a single compromise of a single precinct machine to permanently control the entire county election system. And audit mechanisms that might detect and recover from such attacks are easily defeated or not present at all.
At the federal level, she warned about Senate Bill 3212, which is currently being debated. Engel calls it a really awful piece of legislation for those of us that care about verifiable and transparent elections.
They are allowing electronic or digital, quote-unquote, verification of electronic voting, and there's no clarity in the law as to whether voters would have any ability to verify that independent digital record. There, something else it does is it puts voting representative of voting machine manufacturers on the committee that drafts federal guidelines for voting systems.
Links to the documents and groups mentioned in this report can be found in our news archive, wmnf.org/news. You can cast your vote on the new optical scan ballots during early voting, which begins on August 11th, or during the August 26th primary election. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.